Most of the programming I do is in Visual Basic, it's in Windows. At my school, they've got Visual Basic, and I sometimes spend some time writing in there in our IT lessons, information technology. There were a few samples supplied from Visual Basic, and I picked up some of the techniques from that, with all the add-ons and everything. But it's really a very user-friendly language and easy to use. At home, I've actually got a higher version of Visual Basic than at school, but a computer sometimes crashes when it runs that. I think it's because of memory problems. And I've made some EXE versions of some of my games, but I'm keeping those to myself for the time. I might sell them later when I'm older.
What sort of games have you written?
Usually, yes, strategy games. I've written a program where you've got to fill in some magic squares, and I've got a program to actually make a magic square any size you want. Once I made one 29 by 29, it took ages to fill in.
That's the one where you move the...
No, that's when all the horizontals and verticals and the diagonals add up to the same. One 29 by 29 looks impossible, but in fact it's based on one simple technique. Make it any size, as long as the dimension's an odd number. I haven't tried it with an even number yet. Visual Basic. Most of my friends at school who are in years higher than me sometimes write programs in Visual Basic on their lunch breaks. Some of them are a bit annoying, but I'll get used to that. It's hard to push me off computers and everything. My account on the computers is a normal one. You can get manager accounts above that, and they can go into anyone else's below them.